Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Wait till you hear this for a story. In our Gríche Go Jó, those five simple Irish words, in our hearts forever, are what the Coventry-based Keane family wanted carved on their late mother's, Margaret's headstone. But they weren't allowed. A judge in an ecclesiastical court ruled the words must be in English as well. So today they've had to appeal to the UK's highest ecclesiastical court in London. And there has been a development in the last few moments. But joining me now is Bez Martin of the family. Bez, you're very welcome to the programme. I think I spoke to you some time ago about this. We'll come to the development in just a second, but an awful lot of people will be listening who won't have the background here, but can you tell us, before we go into the proceedings, your mother Margaret, a huge GA supporter, an organiser in the British Midlands, tell me a little bit about her if you don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, Mum dedicated her life to her volunteer work with the GAA through Roger Casemans in her hometown in Coventry, right through to Warwickshire County Board, and she was lucky enough to be awarded the President's Award for her volunteering work in 2017. So she just totally dedicated her life to it, really. It was her second family. And, yeah, we're very proud of her for all the work that she did.
And she was steeped in Irish culture in Coventry. She passed away 2.5 years ago, Bez. Which was very difficult at the time and still is, I'm sure, especially with this challenge ahead of you. And this kept dragging on and on. And the background to this is that you wanted those simple words, those five words on the gravestone.
Yeah, that's right. We wanted in our Gríche Go Jó on the headstone, and unfortunately, as we applied for it, we went through the normal process. A judge ruled that we had to accompany the Irish inscription with an English translation, because in the ruling he deemed that, given the passions and feelings associated with the Irish language, there was a risk that it might be deemed as a political statement or even a slogan, and we disagreed with that.
And who made that ruling exactly?
It was the current Chancellor of the Consistory Court of Coventry at the time, so that's Judge Stephen Eyre.
And was that an ecclesiastical court as well?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And you took issue with this, Bez, if memory serves me right, because, well, you didn't like it, first of all, but also there were other languages in use on other gravestones in the graveyard. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we first and foremost didn't agree with the wording and the sentiment of his ruling. And fundamentally, we felt it was ill-informed and fueled by anti-Irish prejudice. But more importantly, like you said, that we just wanted equity and parity with other gravestones at the church. You know, there is a Welsh inscription that's exactly the same as ours, untranslated in the same churchyard. So for us, it was a matter of equality as much as anything else.
Yeah, and it was personal. You didn't want anybody else to dictate to you what you put on your mother's gravestone, which is completely understandable. So can I ask you, today you went to the highest ecclesiastical court in England, the Court of Arches, it's called. And you were accompanied by Cunran na Gaeilge in London, is that right?
That's right. They intervened on the case, so we were accompanied by them. We had our legal team and their legal team with us today, and our hearing was heard before three judges.
And now I am suspenseful. Can you bring this up today? What happened in the last few moments?
Totally. So we've literally not long just left the building, and we are, I think you're the first to formally hear it from the mouths of any member of the family. And we're just delighted that our ruling, the appeal has gone in our favour. So the three judges have agreed. Oh, apologies for the bells.
Well, that
the
is judges... your mother's applause, possibly,
yeah,
from the
absolutely,
heavens.
Absolutely, yeah. The judges have agreed that we will be able to proceed with just an Irish inscription, so our appeal has been successful. We wait for their full judgment. I think they need time now to digest all the evidence, but we're very, very happy that they're able to share their the outcome of the judgment, at least today, for us. So we're just delighted.
Can I say to you, Bez, congratulations. It shouldn't
Thank
have
you.
Gone this far. I think I can detect the relief in your voice.
Yeah, I'm somewhat a little bit shocked still. It's very emotional. I think for us, we did this not just for Mom. We know that those that follow hopefully won't have to go through this, and that we represented the Irishness that Mum was so proud of to the best of our ability. So yeah, we're just totally delighted. We're on cloud nine right here.
Yeah, you certainly did that. No question about it. But this was unusual in so many regards. The family, they were being backed by the Archbishop of Canterbury, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a difficult case. I think it's been unusual for the Church of England to deal with. It's quite rare. They've never dealt with this before. We've had much support from inside the church itself, from the local vicar, Reverend Gail Phillip, and the parish council where at the church where Mum is buried have just stood with us since day one. The Bishop of Coventry has reached out, and it's gone right up to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who have all expressed both regret with the initial ruling and that it didn't actually reflect their national policy. But unfortunately, we were embroiled in a legal process that we had to complete in order to challenge the ruling of the legal process.
Yeah, I think the your barrister, if I'm not mistaken, Caoimhín Gallagher, the Queen's Counsel, she made reference to the Queen of England in your arguments today, if I'm correct.
She totally did, and the fact that the Queen spoke Irish herself when she did a state visit in 2010, I think it was. You know, we were very blessed with our legal team, by far the most impressive legal team that I've ever witnessed. So we're very privileged to have been able to have them on our side.
Yeah, well, look, as I say, it shouldn't, by any reasonable account, have gone this far, but you have got finally what you wanted today. Congratulations to you, Bez Martin. And it's great in memory of your mother. May she rest in peace. But Bez Martin, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for your support. Thank you. Bye.